So he said that I come in order to worship the whole universe, you know, and this is my worship. So his work, you know, what he, it was not necessary that each one should go to him physically, you know, whether they would go physically or not, you know, his work would be there for them. He would work for them, and that work which he did for those people, they are coming to him. Because of this work, they are not coming on their own, but because he has worked for them, they have to come to him. There is no other goal. If I say that I was with Baba, it was not me, but it was Baba who kept me with him. So, here, you know, when Baba would work, he completed, he did his work up to 30th of January.
Before you go, can you just finish that?
Yes, he said that my lovers, my followers, my devotees, they worship me and I worship them. You have no idea how I worship them. Day and night, continuously, my worship is there. Day and night, for that very purpose I come. And those who don't worship me, I make them to worship me. Even if they, suppose they don't remember me, I remember them. I remember them, I worship them. They don't worship, even then I worship them, because I am in each one. So, it is my duty. I do, and my worship, of course, it is nothing but suffering, because I have to do work for them. I have to do work for them. And, you know, in the pattern of the universe, little change means the whole pattern is changed. So, how much work he has to do only for a little change. Suppose, you know, one sanskar of your mind, if it is wiped out, because of that one sanskar, the whole pattern is changed. So accordingly, he has to adjust everything. You know? He has to adjust everything. So right from stone to human form, he has to work, adjust everything. He brings everything in balance. The nature of the balance of the nature is disturbed. When he comes, it remains disturbed. And during his physical lifetime, he brings about the balance. Brings about the balance in the sense that he works, and he works in such a way that he gives that capacity to each one to hear him, to receive his word. He prepares, you know. And because of that, that balance comes back. And when his total manifestation will be there, you will find the balance will be there. That means the balance of nature, you know, everything, heat, sound, everything, when the manifestation will be there, total manifestation, everything will be in balance. The nature, of course, will be in balance. It is not that sometimes rain is more and heat is less, and then heat is more, or more sound and all these things. Everything will be in proper balance. Everything will be in proper balance when his total manifestation will take place. Gradual, of course, it is.
What about the other
avatars? The same thing. The same.
When was there a time in history?
Of course, you find, you know, after Jesus Christ was crucified, after 200 years, you know, so many things happened, wars and different things, you know, and then the world followed him, accepted him. That was the time of balance. That was the time of balance. And then gradually, you know, again the balance is disturbed. And when it disturbed to a large extent, you know, again he comes. Again he comes. And why it is disturbed? Because, you know, he gives push to every level of consciousness. Now, that because of that push, every level of consciousness goes to certain extent, you know, there, then it remains there. It cannot go further, you know. It cannot go further, and because of that, you know, that there is imbalance. But again he comes, and then when he manifests, the total balance is there, and the push is there. The push is there. So, total manifestation, when there will be total manifestation, Ab Baba, you know, there will be balance. Nowadays you find chaos in the world. But chaos is there. At the same time, there is another aspect that people are inclined towards is spirituality. They have that inclination, now they are coming towards. Of course, they have to go to the source. So they are just, because they are restless here and there, they are just going, you know. That's why these false saints and avatars, they are coming into picture. They are there. And that is, they are there, and this is his humiliation, I should say. He is the avatar. He is the reality. And there are others who proclaim themselves as avatar, as Sadguru, or saint. And they are all false, you know. And they have got following, you know. Is it not his humiliation? It is his humiliation. When this phase will be finished, you know, and those, and they will come to him, that will be his glorification. Did you get it? That will be his glorification. This is his humiliation. Now you are real, you know. I am false, but I say that I am real. Is it not your humiliation? You are all powerful, and still you allow me to declare, to proclaim myself as avatar, you know. You are real. I am false. I know nothing, you know. You are also all powerful, all knowledge. Still you allow me to proclaim as an avatar. Is it not his humiliation? When I say that I am the real one, I am false, and I say I am the real one, and you know that I am false, you are real. Still, you know, I say I am the real one. So it is your humiliation. So this is that period when Baba said that there will be my humiliation. This is the greatest humiliation, I should say. Greatest humiliation, that the real one, of course, only few know him. And most of the people of the world, they are after these false saints, sadgurus and avatars. And they proclaim, I am God-man. I am the God-man. I am an avatar. I am the avatar. So they proclaim, you know, it is his humiliation. He is all-powerful. He could have avoided this. But for his work, it is also necessary. And he suffers humiliation. But because of this humiliation, he is glorified. He is glorified. Then afterwards, you will find that when he will manifest, there will be glorification. Everybody would praise. He has nothing to do with praise or abuses, criticism, nothing, you know. He is the real one. Suppose you will praise him, what will happen to him? Nothing, you know. He remains unaffected. If you abuse him, he knows why you are doing that, you know. Just like, because he is in you, suppose you criticize him, you don't accept him. Here, you know, if I say something and you don't accept it, so I feel offended. But he is the one who knows why you are doing this. He is the knowledge, you know. So he never feels offended or humiliated or nothing. Nothing happens to him. He remains untouched. He is the real one. He is the real one. So the greatest benefit, I should say, that when we accept him, suppose our mind, you know, sometimes suppose we criticize or we abuse him, but he's all compassionate and he knows why we are doing like this, you know. He knows the reason. So, he will not harm you. One weakness he has, that he can never harm anyone, because he is everyone and everything. How can he harm to himself? That is the benefit, you know. So always you will find love, compassion. And because he knows everything, he knows everything. Suppose, you know, David says that, how can I accept him as God, you know. It is what statement he makes, it is false statement, it is hypocritical, and he is egoistic, David says. But he knows the reason why you say like this. It is not your fault why you say like this. He knows the reason. And when he knows the reason, you know, there is love for you from him, compassion for him. It is not that if you praise and then only he will accept you. Nothing. Because he is everything. He is everyone. So, he knows everything. That's why always, you know, he is the one who always helps others. He suffers because there is nothing. He is all bliss, you know. So, only suffering is there. Is it not suffering, you know, when suppose he is the real one, all bliss, you know, everything. And when such thing, just see all these false sense and different things, you know, they are there. Is it not suffering for him to make them all right? And for the universe, only thing is there that he suffers. When he comes, he suffers because he is all bliss. So only opposite of bliss is suffering and he suffers. Now, just like the other day, I was telling you that when Baba comes, you know, and he takes form age after age, and then, of course, he works for the universe. He works for the universe. So, there was some question that how should we know that he works for the universe? He works for the universe. How should we know? And now, you witness with your own eyes why people are coming to him when he is not in body. When he is not in body, why people are coming to him? That means they feel his presence. And why they feel his presence? Because of his work. So he is more present now than he was in physical form. Because at that time, he would be in seclusion. He would not be available to the people. Now he is available. Now he is available. Now, about other thing, you know, up to 30th January, he was working. He worked 30th January 1969. But I think that he had declared that his work was completed in the month of October 1968. But then afterwards, he said that a little tail is still there. And so previously he would come to Mandli Hall and he would work for 3 hours there in the morning. And in the afternoon when he would go in his room, he would work there in his room.
That was in January, December?
No, every day when he would come, he would work in the Mandli Hall. Up to October he worked in the Mandli Hall. And then, of course, every day in the morning he would work in the Mandli Hall for 3 hours. And then in the afternoon he would work in his room.
So he would come and sit in the chair, that's it?
No, what? He would come and he would say that now you go and keep watch outside. There should be no noise, nothing. So we would be on watch and Baba would be in the Mandli Hall. Doors, windows, everything would be closed, you know. And he would work and then he would just, you know, go on hammering his legs like this continuously. But, no. So, we did not see him at the time, but I saw him when he would be working in his room there. I would come to that point. So, when he would hammer like this, you know, both the legs had become like stone, you know. And one day I tell you, when I was with him in the afternoon, when he was working, of course, he did not keep the eyes closed. But I found that his eyes were quite different at that time. As if, you know, he was not mindful of anything here in the room, you know. He was somewhere else. I found that. So one day when he was working, you know, I think that nail, it struck him here and it was bleeding. But he was so much engrossed in his work that he did not pay any attention to it.
Fingernail,
you know. It struck him here because he would hammer like this, go on pounding his legs like this. And he said that he had to do that in order, when he would work on higher planes. So in order to maintain the link between grass world and his higher consciousness, you know, he had to do something, you know, physical. previously he would work with Kekobad during seclusion. So what was Kekobad, what Kekobad was doing? He was doing nothing, but he would just go on repeating God's name continuously, and Baba would bow down to him. So this was the physical action, and this physical action was required in order to maintain the link with grass world. But then Kekobad met with an accident, and then he started pounding his legs like this, and those legs had become like stone. Then in the afternoon, when he would work for 20 minutes in his room, he had asked me to be with him. Now, what happened when his health was deteriorated, then he would not be able to pound the legs like this, you know. And he would not be able to sit still while lying, still he would work. So he had asked me to do like this.
No.
First he would sit on the bed and then do like this, but then afterwards he asked me to do this pounding. Sitting. So I would do this, and then because the legs had become like stone, you know, I would not be able to do, to hit hard, and that Baba would not like. He would say that, no, do it. But then, when he was in critical condition, you know, so he would lie down and he would work, you know. At that time, he would want me to pound on his chest, you know. And it was too difficult for me. Too difficult, you know, how to do it? How to hit hard here, you know, like this. So, very slowly, you know, softly I would do this. And Baba did not like. So, he himself would do it. And that was unbearable for me. Then anyway.
That was worse.
Worse. So, then I would do it. And then, on 30th January, he completed his work. Because on 31st, he did not do.
You said you went to
Eretz and Eretz and Eretz. Yes, I told him that Baba wants me to hit him hard, and of course the legs have become like stone. So he said, no, don't do that. But I said, Baba wants it, what to do now? No, you do it carefully, don't hit him hard, he said. I was also feeling like that. But then Baba himself started doing, hitting himself hard, you know. Then I did not like it, but with, then I would do, though I would not like, I would not be able to bear it, but I had to do that. So up to 30th January, he worked. 31st January, he dropped his body. And on 30th January, 30th January, that means that seclusion work he completed. On 31st January, he dropped his body. Now, according to his instructions, that his body should be taken to Mehrabad, you know. So at that time, in the evening, say, we reached there. The sun was setting. So to say that the sun was bowing down to him. The birds, they were just going. And there was no light, nothing, you know, no light. And of course, we did not inform the people at that time. But still, few people came to know, and they were there. And we were just thinking that there was no light arrangement. But he was so compassionate, you know. The moon came. And there was moonlight.
It was the light of the
moon. Yes. Moonlight, you know. So we did not feel absence of night. Absence of light, you know. It was moonlight, 7 days, and he had said that, you know, now I am intending to give darshan every day. You know. Now I will be available. At that time, we did not understand how he would be available, you know. And we would think that how Baba would give darshan every day, because then it would be a chaos, you know. every day so many people would come, so many people would come, how to control them, how to arrange. And every day, he said, don't worry, you know, every day I would give darshan. And every day when he said, we did not follow. Then he said that, you know, because that program, 1969 darshan program was arranged, he said, if I give darshan while lying down, whether my lovers would feel about it. So Francis said that if they are really lovers, you know, they should accept your wish. Why should they feel about it? And there is, so he said that I would give my darshan while lying down, you know, while lying down. Every day now, I would keep open, you know. There would be no seclusion, no restriction on darshan. I would be available. I would be available. And now we come to know, we know now how he is available. No more. At the time, of course, we were thinking how to arrange this. When Baba, he said that when I would go to Pune, you know, then of course, then I would start giving darshan continuously, and I would not stop it. I would not stop it. Every day, people can come and take my darshan. I would be available. No more seclusion. This is the last seclusion, and there would be no more seclusion. So now we understand what he meant by that, you know. Now, actually, he is available, he is lying down, and he is giving darshan. And people feel his presence. So, about manifestation, of course, I just want to quote certain incidents so that one after another, just like Mehra saw his manifestation in the tree, then Kaaba incident, of course, it was flooded with water, you know, when Baba was lying in the samadhi, his body was there. So, never happened before, you know, Kaaba was underwater. It was flooded during that period. And then that Gang story, how it became dead, you know. And then afterwards,
in Africa, yes,
12 noon, yes. That incident you can quote. And also other incidents from this new ones who come to Baba. And they narrate so many stories. You know, those stories are really very valuable how they are experiencing. Now, he is manifest and unmanifest simultaneously. Where the hearts are open, you know, you experience his manifestation. Of course, it is in degrees, you know. It is in degrees. Some find him in form. Some find him in consciousness, different things, you know. Those who are in planes, they must be experiencing differently. So, he is manifest, always, and at the same time, unmanifest. But his manifestation, of course, we experience in different degrees according to our own capacity.
What about that simile of Baba, like you have wind in the sun?
Ah, yes, once... once he has given that, that simile, I don't remember actually, wind is there and...
it's so easy to reveal it.
To reveal it, but let go.
But just imagine holding back.
He has said that, I'm holding back and when the proper time comes, then it will be released like this. Yes, that simile is quite good, I don't remember actually. I do remember that Baba has given this simile about that wind, you know, and very good simile, I should say. Very good simile. So now, no more. If you have any questions, you know, you ask so that it may come.
This has been recorded on Friday, the 21st of January, 1977 at 1 o'clock in David Fenster's room in Adike Rani's compound, Ahmednagar.
I have to circumcise.
You have to say that again. All right.
You are giving me a lot of trouble and I must do it now.
Do what?
Circumcision.
That's the one thing. All right. But anyway, before you do that, it's Sunday, the 23rd of January. in Bar Kocheri's room at Mirza.
Hmm. No, it will.
Okay, begin.
What should I begin?
Begin the beginning.
I'm just giving this material disjointed, you know, not in proper sequence.
That's fine.
So it should be put in proper sequence. So one after another, if I give anything, it should not be like this.
No,
it should
be put. Janet, she's typing it. Then Heather's rearranging.
Mm. Yes, it should be real. Yeah. So today, I just want to say something about the original word and how Baba's manifestation is connected with that word. That original word was what? Who am I? So when people, of course, because of that word, you know, the creation is there. And though you don't, people don't hear it, but the urge is always there to find out who you are. And that's why evolution and involution is there. But what happens, you know, age after age, it so happens that people, because of the forces of illusion, Maya, you know, they forget to pay heed towards that word, who am I? Now, what happens when avatar comes? He prepares the human beings. He gives push to all level of consciousness at the same time. This is the stage, human form, where you can get the answer of who am I. That answer you can get only in human form. Now, what he does, you know, he prepares the ground for that, so that you may listen that word. So it is, he prepares, his work is like that, just like guitar, you know. There are different threads in guitar, you know. So he makes that preparation so that one day you will find the proper note and you touch it, and as soon as you touch it, that word comes, who am I? And then you become conscious towards that. Who am I? To find out the search, for that search, you know. Now, just like I told you, that there are different obstructions, and because of the obstructions, you don't hear that, you don't pay heed, you know. So the obstructions are also wiped out because of his sanskaras, yoga of sanskaras, which he spreads in the atmosphere, and at the same time he prepares the circles. He also works with different people, you know. So this action and reaction, they take place, and his manifestation then is like that. That guitar, you know, now he has prepared, you know, those people, of course, they will put their finger on that particular note, and that sound will come, who am I? There will be some, you know, when they will put the finger and that note comes, who am I? So for them, Baba will say, you are me. There are some where, you know, they will put the finger on that note and the sound they will hear, who am I? And you are me, but you have to find me. So, different degrees, you know. Mm. But at the end, at the time of, now it is gradual, you know, that there are some who are just become conscious of, they have become conscious about who am I. And the search is there. They are searching. There will be more and more and more like this. And a day will come when they all will together put that finger and the knot will, they will hear, who am I? They will become conscious about it, to search that who am I? And the answer will be, you are me. And you had to find me, and that's why I had come to awaken you towards this matter, that you should find me. You are me, you have to find me. And when they will put the fingers, all the people, you know, collectively, and when they will get this answer, that will be his manifestation. Then they will come to know that, yes, he had come to awaken us, and now we are awakened to find him. Did you get it?
It's a good example.
So, I was just thinking about it. What he actually, he prepares that ground, you know, and he prepares the ground, he gives something to you so that action and reaction takes place in you. His work is going on. So when you put your finger and through that knob, you find who am I, you know, that is, and his answer, you are me, that means that will be his speaking, breaking of his silence. Though the silence, apparent silence which he had observed, you know, because in order to bring everything in balance, and there, that balance will be there at that time, because then people, they will turn towards truth because of the balance, you know. So that will be his manifestation. Though he is manifesting, his manifestation is there, he is manifest as well as manifest every time for those who try to search him, who are trying to find him. So they are still aware of his manifestation. But real manifestation, I tell you, that if anybody wants to see his manifestation, he should try to manifest him in himself. That is real manifestation. If you want to see the real manifestation, that means you just hide your lower self and hide him there, and his manifestation is there. But for the world, this will be his manifestation, when each one will just put that finger and that knob, he will hear, who am I? And he will become conscious. He will become conscious, and there his answer, that you are me, but you have to find me. That's why, in order to awaken you, I had come. I had taken form.
But so when Baba says awaken you, it doesn't mean awaken you to yourself. It means awaken you to start looking for me.
Yes, of course, you know, because when you are enlightened, then that means there is nothing. Awakening means you are in sleep, you know. You are awakened to find him.
I'm still in sleep, though.
That sleep, of course, just like sometimes you are in sleep, and there are some who are in sound sleep. They don't know nothing at that time. They forget everything. There are some who are that fast asleep, but they are in sleep, but not fast asleep, you know. So there are degrees also in sleep. If somebody, there is something, you are fast asleep, something comes, noise, anything, you get up, you know. Again, you close your eyes, but still you can't sleep. But you are still in bed, you know. You don't try to see the things all around. But here, this awareness, this awakening will be such that you will be awakened towards him, not towards the world, but awakened towards him to find him.
I never realized. So it's like he came to awaken. So now everybody's been looking and everything. And that's because he came to awaken.
Yes. Now, just like, you know, the discourse, so many things, words are there. You read. And of course, because those words are from truth. But you just feel happy about it. But when you are in sleep, you know, you don't need, if in your sleep, in your dream, somebody gives you discourse, what is there for you? You feel happy at that time, but still you are in dream. So, but if some noise is there, someone disturbs you like this, you just get up. That is awakening. So here, the work which he has done, not if you read anything or do anything, you know, it is not that. His work, that's why Baba said that my work only I can do, nobody can do my work. What work he has done? This work which is going on, and the result you see, more and more people are coming in his contact, coming to his feet, you know. That is awakening. That awakening, it is through his work. That work nobody can do. That work nobody can do. You don't know what is that work, but still you are conscious that now...
Something happened, I don't know what.
Yes. You know that now you accept Baba, you know.
Hmm.
How it happened, you know. It is because of his work.
And his manifestation
so
will be...
That work is just like, you know, I just disturb you in your sleep. It is like that.
And then the manifestation will be when you really find him.
Yes.
I mean, see, that's the thing.
That is the
Baba's already manifested for me, right? He's already manifested, hasn't he?
Yes, but manifestation in different degrees. His manifestation you don't see in real form. And, of course, only few will be able to see his real manifestation when their lower self is wiped out and they realize the real self. That is his real manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
But still, when you are awakened towards him, when you are going towards the path, you know that now this is the goal of life, this is the aim of life, to find him. That is awakening. That is awakening.
Yeah.
Then naturally, what happens? That the world... the world which is there and you are attached with that world, you know, that attachment becomes less.
Mm-hmm.
When you are awakened towards him, this attachment automatically becomes less and less and less. And you remain attached with him and detached towards the world. That is it.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
So now, it did not take even 5 minutes.
Forgive me.
But next time you bring those 2 booklets.
Okay.
And then if something is there, so I will give
comments.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Mm.
This is Saturday, February 19th, 1977.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So today again, this point of manifestation, some more points. Of course, everybody believes and it is a fact that God exists. He always exists, and when he exists, that means he remains manifest. But why, when he remains manifested, why we don't experience? Because we go on manifesting our own selves, and when our self is there, of course we cannot witness his manifestation though he is there. Then what happens, you know, God takes human form in order to give that knowledge that God exists, and it is the goal of life to realize oneself, the goal that is, he is God. So when he comes, what he does, you know, he brings the sanskaras of his own work. His body exists because he brings those sanskaras of his work and he goes on working for the universe. Now there are three types of followers. One is say circle or monthly members. So the main work is for the circle, then the second work is for the lovers, and the third is for the universe. But as I told previously, that there is lot of difference between the work of avatar and the Sadguru, perfect master. What is the difference? That a perfect master works for the whole universe in a general way, while he works for the selected ones in a chosen way. But avatar works for the whole universe in a chosen way, while he works for the selected ones in a special way. It means that when he comes down, when he takes human form, he works for animate as well as inanimate, both, you know. And he raises the consciousness of each level, that means stone, vegetable, fish, every kingdom, right from stone to human beings. Now what happens? when he comes, now, just like, you know, the circle members, they must get realization, all the circle members, that means 122. Of course, that period is, say, in 100 years, the first circle must get, and then in between, you know, all the circle members must get realization. Now, what happens? So for them, of course, he has to work. That is his main work. Then second work is for his lovers, those who come in contact. In his contact means not only physical contact, but those who love him. Even if you love God intensely, you don't know Baba, but whom you do you love? You love God, you love him. So the work is there for them. Then the third work is for the universe. Now there are three types of disciples or lovers or followers you call. One type is that when he says, you follow me, so without anything, without any question, you know, they just follow. When, say, Baba walks, without any argument, any thought, they just follow him. The second type is that when he says, you follow me, so they just stand there, and then Baba has to catch hold of their hand and push, you know, pull them. So then they follow him. The third type is that even if he says that follow me, they just remain standing. They don't follow. Then he pulls them. So they also pull Baba towards themselves and they don't want to budge. So those who are like this, you know, he just takes them on his back and takes to that destination because it is his duty, you know. For that purpose he comes. Now, what happens when he takes them on his back, you know, still they don't sit there. They just make disturbance, you know, just do something and create obstruction. So these are three types of his followers, you know. And according to this, just like I told you, that circle, you know, of course, they are the members, you know, members of the circle. They follow him, whatever he says, you know, without any argument, they follow. They don't resist. Second type, lovers are there also. Devotees are also there. But some resistance is there. And then, of course, the general public, from them, for them also he works. But they criticize. They put so many hindrances, obstacles, you know, in his work. But he goes to that extent that he also takes them on his back, you know, to that extent he goes. Now, just like I told you, that he brings the impressions, sanskaras of his work. Now, when he brings sanskaras of his work, so there are few, say, circle members and some others, you know, whom he gives realization. There are many who get liberation. During his lifetime, of course, he gives liberation to so many. So many he gives liberation and realization to a fixed number, you know, he gives realization. Now, for them, of course, there is no question of any obstruction. For lovers also, they are lovers, you know. So, they follow him. So, there is also whatever is there, he works for them. But third type, who resist, you know. So, the obstructions are there. And there are others who do not know, but the obstructions are there because of the obstructions, certain impressions, they don't follow him. So what he does, you know, he spreads those sanskaras. Actually, when he drops his body, he completes his work. Means whatever impressions he brings for his work, of course, during his lifetime he works, and then at the end, when he drops his body, he releases the impressions. And those impressions which he releases, what happens? Those impressions, you know, action and reaction takes place in individuals. Now, when action and reaction take place, the obstacles to come to him, those obstacles which make them not to go towards the goal, towards God, towards Baba, you know, those obstacles are removed. And when those obstacles are removed, then they start following him. So, this release of sanskaras means, release of sanskaras of his work means spreading those sanskaras. So, when he